Hello everyone, and welcome back to this episode of the Space Boys Podcast. This will be a quick intro for y'all. Just wanted to let y'all know we're having special celebration-y slash announcements-y around episode 50, because that's a big one for us. And if you want to help us out, just rate and review us or tell your friends about us. We could always use more people on the Space Boys crew. And if you haven't already, go ahead and check out Don at the Hex Grid Heroes podcast. I did an interview with him, and it was really fun. We chatted about RPGs and this podcast, and I had a great time. You can go hear me make a fool of myself over there. Anyways, that's it for the intro. Let's get right on into the episode.
9 days?
It's not going to be 9 days. It's not going to be 9 days. I'm telling you right now.
This guy's blowing.
Yes!
No! No, wait a minute.
Oh my god.
For my new friends!
And he's gonna run up.
We're not your friends, man!
Yeah, dude, come on.
Dr. Squish?
I'm in danger.
Then why did you step in the back behind everyone like a coward?
Obviously, because I'm not trying to get killed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Space Boys Podcast.
Yes.
What's good?
Episode 45, guys. Wow. That's a lot of episodes.
Before we get started, I just wanted to do a quick shout out. George,
oh, no.
Out there. Hey, George, happy birthday, buddy. I know you're listening.
Birthday, George.
You know who you are. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, God bless you.
Happy birthday, George.
I hope you get someone with that. That would be truly magical.
Bro, I mean, I have someone in mind, bro.
Oh, that's true. This is a real Georgie. With
honestly,
real
though, this isn't anyone gonna come named...
out. I hear today. He goes by Georgie as well.
He's a fan of Captain America.
Oh yeah.
Who's to say, bro? Who's to say?
I mean, who's not a fan of Captain America?
Really? He's just a classic guy. That's his role
classic,
on the team is
classic
regular
Georgie.
Man.
Classic. Dude, with the plate.
Good job, guy. With the
it
plate.
Really is just a plate.
I thought for sure, Gabe, you were going to come in with the Chase smells like beans. Because that's how it
Come on.
That was where it...
I mean, that kind of goes without saying at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
I think...
No, every time I hope we skip over this beans bit that's just gone on way too long.
It's still relevant because you still smell like beans. So...
Oh, you're right. You're right. Good
Are
one,
you a
guys.
Specific brand of jelly bean, Chase?
Yeah, what do you smell like this
jelly
belly Chase, jelly
or
bean?
Or like some off-brand bullshit?
Oh, yeah, let he's for sure like an old-ass Easter jelly bean, like a big one.
No.
Bro, Chase, come on. You got to pick up those standards.
All right. Okay, I'll be real. I'm a cherry jelly bean, but I am from Easter. You forgot
fair,
about me.
Fair enough.
In the backseat.
I still eat that shit.
Bro.
I would like to last session you
recap
guys
time.
learned a bit of information. A little bit of a recap. You guys busted into the restricted hallway, absolutely destroyed a nanite swarm that I just completely messed up the rule on.
Thank God too.
Yeah, actually, because it's really difficult to fight. But yeah, Gorbash one-shot it, which should have just done normal damage, not, you know, five separate damages. So, you know, whatever.
A little bit of an oversight.
Like that shit would have lived anyways.
Yeah, just a cloud, just a cool little cloud of nanites guy.
It was super cool,
you
honestly.
Went to the one of my favorites. Maybe I'll bring it back another time, but we'll see. And you guys got into the master computer room and the clinic, which were super important. You guys found the exact coordinates for all three transmitter locations and have the locations for those. The place called Parts is Parts, a place called the Lizard Lounge, and a place called the Blue Room. You don't know what these places are, but you do know where they are on the map of Kuvakara. And those are the locations. Very cool. You also have this fun little man, Thomas, with you. This undead employee.
Oh, yeah.
Send in the Thomas.
Under Dr. Squish's control for another 9-ish days.
Nine days?
It's not going to be 9 days. It's not going to be 9 days. I'm telling you right now.
This guy's blowing.
He'll be lucky if he gets 5 more minutes.
Damn.
Poor guy.
Wow.
But, you know, instead of doing any more of a recap for the clinic, you guys found some logs from the doctor who was in charge of the clinic, who put in the augmentations into everybody's heads to deal with stress management, and that went south. Instead of giving you a recap of my own, I'm going to read something I'm seeing here in the chat that Gabe typed out.
Oh.
Here it is. Point one. Deterioration of health. His superior doesn't even give a shit. spaces are optional. These people don't drink Wawa or shit or pee-pee. And then doctor throws a BF. I love it. That's basically what happened. Good job.
Thank you, bro.
That's pretty much all that was in the...
Honestly,
the
you know...
I went to college. I learned how to take notes, bro.
Those are good notes. Don't even act like they're not, Chase.
Thank you, bro.
Succinct. Oh, man. But now you find yourselves in a little bit of a bad situation. Ooh. Where Tarkus and Nom both saw with their eyes on the cameras as you were scrubbing through footage that the robot left the restricted hallway before you went in there and was just sneaking around, waiting for an opportunity to strike, and is coming out now.
That's the robot?
I'm pretty
this
fucking
is the
scared.
Robot.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like an alien. Like from Alien.
Terrifying.
He's a big, beefy metal boy.
Yeah, what's the
let me give
what's
you
the
a
fucking,
control
what's the build on
Z
this dude?
Right here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
This man is...
Yo,
this
Loki,
man...
He's a menacing motherfucker.
He looks pretty fucking cool.
You should describe him to the viewer, the listeners, Chase.
Or just, right, like, put
so,
a picture up.
Yeah, I would love to put a picture up for the listeners.
That's not what I meant. I meant as, like, the picture for the episode, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I see. Maybe if this goes on YouTube, I'll do that. But we basically, you've got large robot man. And you can see inside of him a little bit where there's like this light blue or red lights. His armor is massive. He's a massive hulking robot guy. One of his arms is just a giant gun. And the other one is just a giant fist with some kind of piston on the back.
Oh, shit.
And then his head kind of pops out of this massive metal torso. And it's a large red lens in the center of, like, a relatively small head for the body.
That's going to be a laser eye. Just calling it right now, bro.
I don't know, bro. This guy looks pretty fucking cool,
dude.
What's
on his butt? Does he have, like,
I mean,
a rocket?
He looks menacing, but what's he going to do? I imagine we're just going to fucking dogpile on him and give him the old 1-2.
Oh, no.
Bro.
I hope you guys can. I hope you guys can.
Dude,
my question is, I see he's got those like thighs, those biceps. Like,
well, my question is his butt.
Like
what's
the robot's looking kind
of.
What's
he's got
coming
a rocket
out of his
tushy.
Butt? What are you talking about?
Look at it.
That's a leg.
Whoa. No.
What is it?
Up
bro,
there.
I'm not seeing what...
It looks like he got jetpacks on his ass cheek or something.
It does. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you might want to watch
butt.
Out.
watch out,
yard,
bro.
He
might
does
be,
look like that.
He might be expelling some dangerous exhaust.
Oh, God. So, for a matter of who knows the robot is around, I need Fimbria to roll a perception check.
You got
and
it.
And... Dr. Squish, you already looked on the computers and missed it.
Oh.
I would like your undead friend to roll a perception check.
Oh, shit. Okay, where is that fucking...
Wait, didn't you say that me and Dr. Squish both saw the robot? earlier?
I don't think.
Yes, it was... yeah, you, or sorry, you and Nom both saw the robot.
Oh, okay.
May I activate an ability, Chase?
Yes.
Okay.
What ability is this?
Are Tarkus and I going to be in like a non-surprise round? Because we saw it.
You want a startled scream?
Yeah, I might wanna shriek at the top of my lungs so that everyone, so that no one is surprised.
Chase, okay, yeah.
The undead zombie under my control rolled a natural one.
All right, good.
Wait. So, I can just scream and no one's gonna be flat-footed.
Yes, I think you can indeed scream at the top of your lungs.
Okay, in the tone of a dog whistle, I say, "Big himbo robot coming, watch out."
Hubba bubba.
Alright, Dr. Squish, right next to you. You're like scrubbing through footage, like trying to figure out how you're gonna delete this camera footage. And you just hear, like at the top of his tiny lungs in your ear. So what does this do again? Oh boy.
Allies who are surprised don't get the flat-footed ability. I think there's still a surprise round, they just aren't flat-footed. And allies who are not surprised, as in Targus and I, get +1 to initiative.
Oh yeah.
I am also shaken until the end of my next turn.
Ah, okay. Very cool. Wow, that's a feat straight from Signal of Screams too. That's a cool one.
Good feat.
Perfect for the.
It's actually the first time I've used it in like our entire campaign.
I've been waiting for
it. I think it is, yeah. Oh my god.
I've been sitting on this one.
And Chase was trying to fuck us with this one too. He was ready.
I was way ready. And
fucking hiding his robot like big ass stealthy gorilla.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. So I need everybody to roll initiative for me. Please.
Wait. You asked me to roll perception, Jesus and I Christ. Did.
Ooh. Yeah, what about me? Can I see perceive if the robot's there? The door's open.
The door's open? You're, like, holding the door open?
Oh, it doesn't just stay open? I can't just leave it open?
Oof, it does not just stay open.
Then, I'm holding it open.
Oh, yeah, yeah?
Well, I just wanted to be in the hallway, but still be next to everybody.
Okay, sure. For reference, Gorbash is pretty to the west of everybody. He's in the entry hallway to the building as a whole. And then Fimbria's in the hallway just north of the door to the security. And then everybody else is south of Fimbria in security. Except for Tarkus, who is teleported across the map. And what was that? A perception check, Fimbria?
That is a gentleman's 4 on the dice, which makes it 24.
Wait, can I roll perception?
Yes, you can, Gorbash. Go ahead. Yeah. 24 does not succeed.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is a very stealthy robot.
This gorilla?
Then my incredible 6 will also not perceive the robot.
Well, you are not flat-footed because Nom just started screaming, alerting you to some kind of problem.
Thank God. Thank God.
So let's get initiative going, folks. Ooh, robot's got a pretty good initiative, I'll tell you that much.
Try me.
And by pretty good, I mean, you know, not as good as that.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die here.
I'm going to die.
You might die here.
I have the worst initiative. He's going to fucking kill me.
That one Spider-Man meme.
That is true. You do have the worst one. All right, Tarkus, what do you got?
Let's see. What's my lower one? That would be 21.
Your lower one is 21?
Yeah.
All right. Fimbria, what'd you get?
Oh, sorry. I didn't even do it. That is 9.
You'll never break double digits. I really think you
won't.
Did it once last time.
Just once. It was my golden moment in the fucking sun.
You got that gift from
I'm not
Mr.
using
Krubbis,
it
though.
I
you don't want to spend resolve points?
No.
Can't
I couldn't
believe it.
Oh, maybe I should though.
I mean, what are you going to do with...
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's pretty early in the day, isn't it? I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Forget it.
Okay. All right. What about Nom over here? What'd you get?
I got a solid 8. Oh, that's very...
Better than Fimbria.
Yeah.
Solid 8. Is that with the plus 1 from your scream?
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. Great. What about Dr. Squish?
I got a loose 14 compared to Nom's solid 8.
I don't like how you said that.
A loose?
A loose 14.
A slutty 14.
Hey, that's not what I said.
Oh. And last but not least, Gorbash, what did you get?
Definitely not least. I got the fatty 23.
Nice. Oh,
23.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Someone you, goes robot. Before Tarkus. Wow.
No.
So it is a surprise round, and the first to go on the surprise round is Tarkus. You get a move or standard action. What are you doing?
Okay, Tarkus is going to move it out of the out of the enclosed room where it is bad to fight close, and he's going
to
move.
Can we get some King Julian hype in the chat?
King Julian.
He's gonna keep on moving it until he gets to the door that Gorbash is at, and he's
Wait, don't block
I'm
me
just
in.
Gonna, I'm not. I'm don't gonna.
Block
I'm
him
gonna.
In.
No, I'm gonna hold the door open for him, or get out of his way, whatever he needs.
That's very nice.
All right. That's
all right. Great. Then it brings us to Robot, and Fimri. You didn't notice him exit the doors, but you just hear. As he runs down the hallway and ends
Jesus
up right next
Christ.
To you.
Oh my god.
I'm very friendly.
You know what? Actually, he's going to spend his surprise round taking a shot at you, Fimbria, instead.
Bring it on.
You're not flat-footed to this.
I'm not.
Ooh, no, you're not because of Nom's startled
I'm
scream.
I'm ready for something.
That is going to be a 38 to hit.
Yeah, it fucking hits. What do you think? Oh my god!
That large arm gun is gonna... And ooh, we got some good damage too.
I'm gonna fucking die here.
You're gonna take 27 points of electricity and fire damage.
Oh god.
You say 27 is the number?
Yes, 27 is the number.
That's interesting. It is the reciprocal of my total stamina. 572.
Oh, neat.
Very neat. Sorry.
And you take one more damage because of your fun little stay.
Okay, just one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then it's not a reciprocal anymore. Sorry, everyone.
Damn it.
We gotta
I know
break
you all
it, you
care
guys.
So
not
deeply.
A reciprocal.
I'm not saying shit.
You don't fucking say shit.
Nom, it is your turn, and you are shaken.
What does that mean?
Shaken.
Because
let
you
me
screamed.
Pull out
You're
minus
scared.
To literally everything.
Yeah.
It's just until the end of this turn, though, so you're probably just going to use this turn moving or something.
Yeah. Is the door open right now after Tarkus went out?
Yes, the door's open to security, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to Inspiring Boost. I'm going to... I get one standard action or movement, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to... Yeah, I'm just going to Inspiring Boost. I'm going to say, there, Fimbria, I liked your usage of Reciprocal. It was very good. And Fimbria is going to regain 2x my level plus my Charisma modifier.
Yeah.
Which is 23 stamina points back.
Whoa,
wow,
that just happens to
so
be
much.
The reciprocal of the damage, right?
No.
Wow. It was not. It was not.
Oops.
But it's some.
But still pretty good.
Still pretty cool. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, so you are shaken. It says here you are shaken until the end of your next turn. So I think that will be the end of your next turn.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Is that not what we said?
Wait, is that not this turn?
Maybe
the next turn?
Maybe it wouldn't be this turn, it would be the next turn, I believe.
Yeah, sorry, I think that's what I was referring to.
Gotcha. Or
I meant to refer to, of course.
Ah, then I'm the fool.
No, yeah. That was a good correction, sorry.
And it is on to the regular round one. Top of the round, we've got Gorbash. What are you doing, giant robot? The size of Gorbash stomping down the hallway.
Yeah, I can't. If I squeeze, I go, what, half speed or something?
Yes, if you squeeze, you do have to go half speed.
So that would be like 17 feet from you. So I can't be in the same space as Tarkus, right?
Correct. And yeah, you can't do that.
Well, let's see here. Okay, yeah. I am going to, using the grenade launcher on Jenny, fire a grenade 60 feet down the corridor beyond the robot.
Okay.
All right, beyond the robot.
And this happens to be the listeners haven't heard. I think some of you guys have seen this. A summoning grenade of level 3, and I'm summoning a level 3 giant polar bear.
Yes!
No! No, wait a minute.
Oh my god.
Hold on,
dude. So there's another large creature on the battlefield, and he's also the same width as this hallway, so...
These hallways are just getting absolutely clogged
with
the amount of big things in them.
Yeah, there's the bear now, the robot, and myself, who are all just a fucking cube.
Humongous.
Oh my god.
Do I have to like make a thing, Chase, or?
No, I've got it. I can make a guy.
Give me a boy.
Let me see. You know what? Let's see. Do we got polar bears here?
I'm sorry, Gabe, did you just say humongous?
I did.
That's such an old cut. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Humongous in the chat?
Can we get some humongous in the chat?
No, we can't. No, we can't,
no,
actually.
No chat!
Bro, I thought you were the motivator of this team. You're making me feel pretty shitty already.
Yo, look at this bear.
What the fuck is that?
So, okay, it's the only thing Roll 20 could come up with quick enough,
it's
okay?
It's humongous.
Massive, like, more, like, extra fey kind of polar bear, like longer ears and, like, horns kind of that swivel down the back of its head and, like, big giant claws. Just.
Did you say horns?
Yes. I did. He appears where, Gorbash? Directly behind the robot?
Yeah, right adjacent to him. Shaboom.
All right. Boom. Adjacent to robots.
Oh, no.
Oof. Great.
For the bear's turn, his initiative is right after mine, so I'm just going to have him claw, you know, go for it.
All right.
Slash. Okay. Well,
he's still a big distraction.
Oh, holy shit. Okay, yeah, 16 to hit KAC.
16 to hit KAC is not going to hit.
Well, he tried.
He tried his damnedest.
So, polar bear appears, tries his best.
I just feel like we're going to have to run away from this fight. I just feel like it.
Nah, we got it, bro.
I just feel like he's too powerful.
Hey,
Fimbrium,
hey,
relax.
That's what you said in every single room of this entire place. So,
I know.
You know, maybe you can do it.
I feel like it's coming, whatever it is.
Tarkus, it is your turn.
Trick attack is the quick answer. So,
we're all surprised.
But also, I'm going to add a little bit of movement so I can get out of. Gorbash's way here and stand next to Fimbria, and then I'm going to trick attack as I'm running up from behind Fimbria. I'm gonna be like, hey bitch
pew.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey you metal fuck. That's a natural one.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah,
very nice.
Natural one, hooray.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, you completely missed the robot with that shot, but you have freed up a little bit of space for Gorbash to come in. Speaking of the best people ever, it's Thomas's turn.
Oh, send him in.
Time for Thomas to shine.
All right, Thomas. Thomas just looks at Dr. Squish.
He's running right here. He's running up to the robot, and he's just gonna give him a big ol' Papa Slam.
Oh no.
All right, he just pushes past you, Fimbria, for my new friends. And he's gonna run up.
We're not your friends, man.
Yeah, dude, come on.
As he goes from 10 feet away from the robot to 5 feet away in his melee range, the robot says, you're approaching me, and gets an attack of opportunity.
So this no. man has reach.
He's very young.
He's got
this
reach,
man
too.
Has reach.
He's the anti-Gorbash.
He's just
the Gorbash killer.
That is a 39 to hit.
That hits.
This kid.
This man only has 8 HP left. Let's hope beyond hope.
Dr. Squish, why did you do this to him? Why did you send him in?
He blows
because
up.
He explodes, bro.
And he's going to take 25 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yeah.
So he's gonzo dead.
Just punches him in the face and he just falls on the ground and explodes. And since his little explosion radius is only 5 feet, it doesn't even reach the robot.
Are you kidding me?
And he dies in absolute vain.
No! I'm fucking mad.
Thomas!
I just yelled, Thomas!
Fucking, this is why I didn't want to give him a name.
We're not his friends.
Damn it.
Dr. Squish, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm moving up in front of Tarkus. Sad.
Bravery.
And I'm gonna shoot my goddamn arcing surge at this bitch.
Yes!
Woo! Alright, that will hit the polar bear.
Can you ignore one target or something?
I don't think I got that feat, unfortunately. Or what if I angle it like this?
Nice.
What if you try to angle the line into the wall a little bit?
Yeah.
But I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yes. That's fine. Yes.
Yeah.
Disintegrate Thomas's body while you're at it. Just turn him into ash.
We'll fucking do it,
Thomas. He already blew up. I mean,
your bitch ass ruined my fucking plan. That's why I'm mad. I don't give a shit.
You just fucking push Tarkus out of the way, like.
That is gonna be a 16 for the reflex save on the arcane surge.
Nah.
Oh shit.
Oh, get zapped.
Try again.
Watch him be fucking weak to electricity.
And he's Roby too, huh?
He's Roby.
He's gonna get
Gonzo
killed on this one.
29.
Extra dead.
You said 29 points of damage?
Yes.
Alright. It looks like he takes half again as much damage for 29. So he's gonna take another 14 points of damage from that. That's what, 43 points of damage? Oof. Oof. Not liking that. So he and looks extremely affected by that. And it just... It looks at you, Dr. Squish, and says, "You will not be leaving here alive." And it, like, points at you.
Neither will you, you son of a bitch.
The polar bear behind the robot gives you, like, a thumbs up, Dr. Squish.
Huh?
The polar bear gives you, thanks. Like, a nod, like, sup.
I just give him, like, a fucking stare, like, what the fuck are you?
Oh,
bro,
no,
I've been hating uplifted polar bears my entire life, my entire adult career.
Jeez,
I'm an old man
hating bears.
He's a marine biologist, not a bear biologist.
The robot is going to, it's the robot's turn, and he's going to use a swift action to activate something called hardware acceleration. And like a bunch of different vents open up on the body. You just see like steam start coming out.
Fuck, he's powering up.
And he starts running towards you and gets right up next to you, Dr. Squish.
Oh, you've left my threatened square, I see.
I have left the polar bear's threatened square.
The polar bear is going to take an attack of opportunity.
I dare the polar bear.
18.
18 is not going to hit KAC.
Damn.
We're going to have to run away, I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
Unless you get another good arcing surge, we're going to have to leave.
I'm in danger.
And this is the best part. He's going to take two attacks at you, Dr. Squish.
No! He's going to die!
No, Dr. Squish!
I'm in danger.
The lower one is a total of... Oh boy, Jesus. 22.
No.
Ha!
Okay, that does not hit. Damn.
KAC?
To hit KAC.
That does not hit KAC.
Some good ass armor.
Wow.
I've got some bad armor.
You need to get that boost.
But that's gonna be like a 35 to hit.
Okay.
KAC for the other attack.
Yeah, that one will hit.
Oh yeah?
I think just about.
You are gonna take 36 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
You dodge out of the way of one, but don't expect a second, and just boom, hits you right in the tummy.
Aww. Not my tummy, bro.
Does he shit himself or throw up?
No.
Do you ooze a little bit on the robot's fist?
Ooze a little on the ground.
I'm just wishing I had some Pepto-Bismol right now.
Oh.
Fimbria, your turn.
Upset stomach diarrhea.
Jesus Christ!
You're a melee mystic. Just fuck him up.
Shut up, I'm thinking.
You didn't...
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
What were you gonna say, Chase?
I thought I had a thought in there somewhere, but no, honestly, if anyone...
head empty tonight?
It's pretty head empty today. I'll let you guys know.
All right, I'm going to step
like
up.
Like we said, bro, head empty.
He's going to kill me. I'm going to get him with my Doshko. Yeah.
Hell yeah. All
right,
hell
you
yeah.
Step up, whip out the Doshko.
That is going to be a 21 to attack.
To hit KAC, that will not hit.
Yeah, I fucking figured. Huh. I fucking...
Nom, it is your turn.
All right.
We should leave.
I'm going to...
Why are we even still here? Are we leaving?
Float oh my gosh. Right here.
You think
we're
you can just
leaving.
Run away at this point? He said we're
we
not leaving
We can't at
alive.
This point.
as if he can tell the future. I don't give a fuck what he says.
How high is the ceiling? I ask once again humbly.
Yes, the ceiling is 20 feet tall.
Yo.
Okay. If I float up to the very top, will Gorbash still be able to like stand in my squares?
Yes, actually.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Bro, yeah.
Wow, that's fucking really smart. Holy shit.
can I analyze this this robot and do I know if I will be able to get him with my clever attack or is it a mind-based thing? Is it smart enough for a mind-based attack or no?
It needs a mind.
Roll
a
an engineering check.
An engineering? Okay. Oh, that's a 13.
Ooh, a 13? I am not going to be able to give you any useful pieces of information for that.
Okay, I'm just going to...
It's just an MF robot.
You know that since it's a robot, it is probably immune to your clever attack.
Cool. I'm going to inspiring boost. I'm going to inspiring boost Dr. Squish.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell him, you know, you're pretty okay when you do magic.
Hey, bro.
And
thank you, bro. That means so much. And, dear God.
I'm gonna spend one resolve point to give him 9 extra stamina points for a total of 32 stamina points.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You got a pseudo healy guy on here. Wow.
Pseudo? He's fucking healing us like nuts.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of wild.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's your turn then. Round two, Nam, you're no longer shaken. And it is now time for Gorvash once again.
Yeah, boy. Okay, I am going to squeeze, and I can move 15 feet, so I'll come here.
All right.
And, yeah, I think I'm just going to shoot Jenny at the robot.
All right, you got some friends in the way, so it's getting
right
some cover.
I should be all right.
This fucking hallway, I swear.
I think we should leave.
Like, I would agree with you, but at this point, I don't see how we could leave without incurring huge, like losses. You know.
What do you mean? We basically got all the information.
Well, I got a 19 to hit.
No, like, in terms of like movement.
19 is not going to hit, yeah, especially kind of with the cover.
Okay. And yeah, my polar bear is gonna walk up behind him and try and spank him in the ass.
Thank you.
All right.
On his rocket ass.
Give this man a spanking.
So
his
you are now
tush.
Flanking the robot, actually.
Yeah. We got
very
flank.
Cool.
Get him. What does that give us? It's like a +2 to hit or something?
It is. It's a +2 to hit with the melee attacks.
All right. Oh, well, the polar bear with that +2 gets 24 to hit.
24 to hit KAC is not going...
Oh, I lied. 26.
26 to hit KAC is going to hit.
Yeah, hey, boy! Let's
get it. 20, but 24 wasn't? I'm sorry, but 24 wasn't.
But was
yeah,
not.
That's what he said.
Free information.
Josh baited him, bro. Josh baited Chase.
You really fucking baited me, bro.
Got you good. All right, and it's 11 damage.
11 points of damage. What a good one. All right. The robot is getting some scrapes and cuts. We'll see what happens. Tarkus, your turn.
You know what? It's about to happen. We're going to retreat.
Are you kidding me?
Nah. We're going to move one square over behind Fimbria, and we're going to unleash the trick attack on him. Actually, you know what? No, wait. We're going to move behind Gorbash, and then we'll unleash the trick attack on him. I don't care. I'll take the minus.
All right. You're taking a hard minus. You're behind Gorbash now. He's getting some cover now.
Is it a -4?
No, nothing to your, just to his armor class.
Oh, I see. All right, let's do it. How's 29?
Well, let's see, big math. +4 for cover, but -2 because it's flat-footed to this attack.
So
it that hits. That hits.
Hell yeah. All right, let's do it. 25, 29. 29 points of damage.
What kind of damage is that?
It's going to be sonic.
All right, 29 points of sonic damage. All right, like, ping, like a little tiny piece of his shoulder, like, blasts off.
Tiny piece? Come on.
Tiny piece.
We have to leave.
Tarkus, will you be applying anything for your debilitating trick because you hit with a trick attack?
Yes, I'm going to be applying off target to this man's.
All right, he takes a -2 to hit.
Nice.
For one round. Great. It is, oh, sorry, I forgot to take Thomas off the initiative. It is now Dr. Squish's turn.
That kind of hurt. And I know this doesn't really help, but I'll take a guarded step back.
All right.
or I guess if it don't really fucking matter, this keeps it flanked. So I'm gonna just stay there, actually. And then I'm gonna just fucking arcing surge him again.
All right. He will take his attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I know you purposely fucking did that and avoided doing the polar bear and Tarkus. I know you did that, bitch.
Okay, oh, yeah. But as a reaction, Dr. Squish, I will use bodyguard to protect you. and you get a plus two AC.
Fuck yeah.
Big McThankies. Okay. All right, well, let's see if this hits. All right, that is a natural 20.
Fuck. It's okay. I will use In Harm's Way and take all of the damage.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
That way I still get to use my spell, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
Get fucked. Yes, combo.
Dude, oh, that's way good. And this is only happening because Josh has spent utter amounts of, like, feet boosts and feats making sure that he can do that with his natural reach instead of
that's
just
right.
Like adjacent.
That's right. Dr. Squish is still, yeah, so if I didn't have that feat, you should have taken that 5-foot step. But yeah,
wow.
I can reach you with bodyguard.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, hell so yeah. you're gonna take, I gotta do it twice. Hold up. So that's 54 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, dear God.
As he just punches you.
45.
You know what? I don't care. That's not that bad. That's
literally
fine.
Every time.
I just gotta say it.
Okay, Dr. Squish, that goes off. He rolls the reflex save. Better. 23 for the reflex save.
That succeeds. Let's roll some big money here. 34.
All right, so he takes half that, which is 17. And he takes an additional half of that, which is, 8 more. So 25 points of electricity damage total. Okay, all right, oof. Still, you know what? Still substantial, that electricity, man.
But he's not.
Dr. Squish, what?
Nothing, he's just, I think we should leave.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. If we leave, then we're spending our movement action and the majority of our turns just to move away when this guy can just run up after us and hit us.
Yeah, he's just gonna follow us and just keep shooting at us.
Well, we could leave. He could still get us one more time rather than three more times. That just seems like the better option.
Doesn't track for me.
Then why did you step in the back behind everyone like a coward?
Obviously, because I'm not trying to
She's got a point.
Oh,
yeah, that's the robot pretty bold crazy. From you.
The robot is going to take two attacks on Dr. Squish again.
He's going to die.
Oh, God.
He's not going to die.
Knock on wood.
Pretty pissed about missing that nat 20 on Gorvash's elbow. So let's see. One of them is a natural one.
Yeah! Let's go. Let's get it.
That's pretty bad. The other is going to be a 41 to hit. So, you know, I think that'll work.
Wait, no, he's off target. Didn't fucking Tarkus off target this man's?
Oh, you're right. Sorry. 39 to hit.
There we go.
Dr. Squish, you are going to take... Oh boy. 24 points of bludgeoning damage.
So
another giant metal fist to the tummy.
Again.
He knows where it hurts.
My tummy.
Dr. Squish is the most powerful against this robot. He's targeting him, who is the weakest. He will die. Squish, you're gonna die.
Squish, then just get in the back of the team.
We should just leave.
Oh my God, Fimbria.
I can't run away. He has reach.
Can I throw him? I can throw him.
You can't throw Dr. Squish.
But the thing is,
I've done it before, right?
I dragged him, I think.
You dragged
him. Let me use my last arcing surge and then I'll run away.
Wait a minute. I'll wait till my turn.
It is your turn right now.
Fuck yeah. Okay, I want to talk something out. What if I turn on my starlight form and then I pick up Dr. Squish and I fly him out?
Can you see the stars?
Does that seem realistic? Does that just even seem realistic?
We're inside.
If you want to, you should do that.
Squish,
yeah.
Do you but consent?
But can you fly in here?
Yeah, I can fly. 20 feet.
Ooh, she could... Let's see. She could fly.
Let me just do some math.
You can't if you're encumbered or overburdened, and picking up Dr. Squish would make you so.
So I can't.
So you
fly.
Would not be able to fly him over.
I think the starlight form would help anyways, though, for purposes of blinding, right?
But I would blind Squish. Like, would the robot...
I mean, honestly, Squish, like, I understand that you have one more arcing surge, but if you go down, that's, like, a greater loss than just not being able to fire that one off, you know?
I mean, true, but where am I gonna go? I have nowhere to go.
Where is he
gonna
go?
It's like...
You could go back into the fucking room.
Yeah.
I guess so.
And honestly, are any of our Dr. Squish has basically been the only one to deal sufficient damage to this guy, and he's still standing. I don't think we're gonna kill him anytime soon, and he's dealing significant damage every single time. I feel like we should leave. I know I keep saying that, but none of y'all have convinced me otherwise. You have not convinced me otherwise.
We can't
so
just
after this.
Why not? What do you?
After
the
this.
only retort y'all have is saying we can't just leave. That's it.
No.
We're gonna get fucked on the
I'm
way
saying,
out anyway.
We're gonna get fucked on the inside too. It's the same.
But
then let's just kill him. If it's the same, let's just kill him.
Fucking. Boom. Whatever.
Fimbria, what are you doing with your turn besides having
an argument
with your friends?
You know what? The reason I picked up these cards was because I wanted to see. I guess I'll turn on Starlight Form.
All right.
And that's it.
All right. You turn on Starlight Form. You are this green, bright, glowing piece of starlight now. Great. Okay, now it is Nom's turn.
Wait, Chase, do the robot and I have to roll some sort of a save for blind?
You will at the start of your turns.
Okay. What save is that?
That'll be a fortitude save, and I think it's DC 20.
All right, well.
Okay, here are my initial thoughts, Fimbira. I understand why it is a bad idea to fight this person or to fight this robot. My thinking is, would it be more amenable for all of us to fight this thing outside in less cramped conditions?
That could be a benefit.
Then people are gonna see us.
But
maybe
I think that's better than dying.
So here's the thing. If he's blinded right now, this could be a good opportunity for us to reposition ourselves immediately outside the building.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I don't really give a shit about people seeing us, personally.
I may also be blinded.
Right, but like, some of us could like lead
you
away.
We could grab
your
hand.
You know.
I could hold your hand.
Yeah. So this might be a good opportunity for us to reposition outside. Now,
everybody point their guns at the door, and as soon as he comes out, just light him up.
Well, then
I think I think Gorbash, you would have to stay here and fend him off while the rest of us get outside, because I don't think our turns will match up.
At least that pole.
Right.
So is that something that we would want to do?
Yeah,
because honestly,
I
this
take
is getting kind of
because this is he would just be trying to double attack me or something.
The robot says, okay. How are you stopping time to have this entire discussion?
I have a quick question.
I use my stand ability.
I have a quick question. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Is it? It's in Nom's turn right now, right?
Yeah.
Never mind. It's irrelevant then.
Okay. Well, so
why
for this
we...
turn, I'm going to...
I was about to say, why don't we go into the workroom if we're worried about space? Because there's plenty of space in the workroom. We'd still stay inside.
The workroom.
I'm looking at that like, and I don't, like, we'd have to go back into the foyer area, A1, go into A3, and then go into A4. That's a lot more difficult than just going outside. So,
okay, but also, if we go outside, I mean, it's kind of like a working district, so it's not super busy, but it's straight up just a street out there. So
there
we'd just
not
be walking out and then just fucking fighting
there.
A robot on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that would be not okay.
I guess I get why Fimbria wants to, like, get some kind of advantage on this robot, because it is tough, but
we might get lucky, and there's nobody out there.
Right, well, a complicated kind of movement will, like, is going to do more damage to us than if we just stay here.
What if it's blind?
We might be able to get around if you guys can both get on the other side of me, and he's blind. Oof. Then it's like,
because Tarkus is already halfway into the hallway, I could just almost make it to the workroom.
I think we're all about 60 feet from the front door. So,
Nom, what are you doing?
Okay, I guess someone can start initiating on their turn the plan, either going outside or going into the room. But for now, I'm going to get him. I'm going to point at the robot and say, please, for the love of the gods, shoot this motherfucker. And that's a plus one to attack rolls on this. On this.
Nice.
On this All thing. Right. And then
we're
going to shoot
it.
Oh, that's not going to hit. That's a 21.
That is not going to hit. Just shoot it off down the hallway past the polar bear. Gorbash, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to do two things for free. I'll activate Frenzied Fighting. So Gorbash just goes and just powers up. And I will use Lunge, so I get plus 5 feet of reach and minus 2 AC.
Oh.
So I just roar and then swing my sword max distance and swing over Fimbria and hit the robot.
All right.
But it's also flanked.
It's gonna have cover.
It's also
to this
flanked
because they're in the way. They're still.
But it will also be flanked. Yeah.
Flanked.
But he's also flanked. Yeah, you're right. So.
So does those cancel each other?
No. But make sure you add the plus two flank. The one from get him.
And I think that's all I can boost myself up with. There's no point cleaving. Oh wait, I might as well do a full attack. Yeah, I'll take two attacks.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm also getting plus one from the get'em.
Yeah, okay. Wow, Jesus. Okay. So you're going to have a minus four from full attacking, a plus two from flanking, a plus one from get'em.
Yeah.
So you only need a minus one.
Minus one. Well, I got a three on the die, unfortunately.
Ooh,
so the first attack
is,
a 17.
17 is not going to hit.
All right, but I have a backswing. Oh, yeah, right. Baby.
Hell yes. Oh, my goodness.
32.
32 Whoa. Is going to hit with the cover. Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, boy. And Holy with crap. My frenzied fighting, I have plus two melee damage.
Yar.
Oh, boy.
Yar, son, yar.
Get fucked. I'm going to do 32 points of damage.
32 points of damage. Whooshing! You miss him with one, but get him with the backswing, and it, like, scrapes across, like, the red lens on his face. He's still up.
Not good. Oh, boy. It's a robot, man.
Yeah, well, I think we will take your plan, Fimbria, and I'll just yell at everybody, "All right, everybody, get out!"
It's the polar bear's turn. What is he doing?
Oh, the polar bear. He'll also just do a full attack.
All right.
He just goes, "Brawn!" Takes after me. So it's just a minus four from flanking, but a plus two and a plus one. So just minus one overall. Mm-hmm. That makes this a 22 to hit, KC.
That is not going to hit.
But he has another swing, and this one's even lower, so... The polar bear swinging a mess.
The polar bear is trying his best. He's blocking the hallway. That's a good one.
And flanking. He's
really
doing
good
his job.
For flanking.
You know, I'm not mad.
Tarkus, it is your turn.
Bro, Tarkus fucking takes off. Tarkus props open the door to the hallway on his way out. Is that possible? Is there like a door stopper or something?
You could just hold it for everyone.
you could hold it as they all run out.
You could be a gentleman.
Darkest ain't that guy. Yeah, Darkest ain't that dude.
Man, Darkest!
Do you see where Darkest grew up? You think this guy's holding doors open?
No.
He's got no manners.
Okay.